Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, what happens when you're trying so hard to get your parents to just like your boyfriend?
And then he shows up drunk and kisses your mom.
That's what we're dealing with in group therapy, so you want to stick around for that.
Yeah, I kind of think there's no coming back from that.
Yeah, can't beat Kelly. Throwback Thursday, Taylor stuff. And
lots of Taylor stuff.
Yes.
Much Taylor stuff.
Setting the bar and so much more.
Enjoy your podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Well, now we know that Sabrina Carpenter is going to be a part of Taylor Swift's brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl. Thanks to yesterday's Kelsey Brothers podcast, New Heights, featuring Taylor Swift, it literally broke the internet at one point.
Oh, we thought it would.
About an hour and 44 minutes, you were saying. I didn't watch the entire thing. I saw clips of it and all that.
I was stunned it was all her entire time.
Yeah, because most of the time, well, with any of these podcasts, they have multiple guests on or they'll talk amongst themselves, then bring the guest on for a couple minutes. And
yeah,
then,
they brought her on pretty quickly and a pretty epic. Jason's intro of her was fantastic.
The about an hour and 44 minutes in, the screen went black. Social media account for New Heights had to inform everyone they experienced a glitch, would be back shortly. Order was restored. The stream had just gotten cut off. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, she revealed a lot of stuff. She was talking about kind of,
very open.
Yeah, she was. And, you know, honestly, you knew that it was going to be some album pitch.
That's how
sure.
It ended.
Yeah.
I mean, they talked about a lot of stuff.
They did the meat.
Yes.
Talking about football.
I didn't know what a first down was. I didn't know what the chains were. I didn't know what a tight end was.
I am forever thankful for you diving into the football world.
Yeah, and you know what? Travis, that's honest, because it's like, okay, you getting excited about what I do.
Yes.
It feeds.
And it's genuine.
And it's genuine,
because, like,
right.
She now has an extensive, she goes, give me 16 months and I'll be a commentator.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I fell in love with it. I became obsessed with it. I became like a person who was running through the halls of my house screaming, we drafted Xavier Worthy. And my friends are like, who body snatched you? What do you mean?
What I liked is just Jason and Travis. One, they're brothers. They have a great rapport with each other anyways. Yeah. But they were just genuinely excited to just chat, have this chat. And you could tell that they were all very comfortable with each other.
Yes. Jason, you could tell, still had a fangirl thing going on, right?
Well, his wife.
Which you need.
True.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's got daughters and
But Travis looked extremely comfortable.
Yeah.
And which is kind of neat to watch their dynamic, the way he looked at her, the way she looked at him.
Yeah.
Jason, on our first date, I legitimately asked him what it was like when the Chiefs played the Eagles in the Super Bowl, and he looked across the field, across the line of scrimmage, and saw his brother standing on the other, like 5 feet in front of him.
What I like about that, and
now
maybe
we're gonna get in the weeds.
Maybe you don't get this. But you know, I appreciate one that she was trying to learn, and she was trying to throw some things out that she knew.
Well, she knew brothers were on opposite.
Brothers
teams.
Were on opposite teams.
Okay, so they're probably on the field at the same time, right?
Yeah, they both play offense, so they're never. And so, yeah, Travis was like, "Never going to happen."
Yeah,
and he was like, he didn't even look at me. Like, I now know what an insane question that was. He was like, "Actually, I'm on the offense. And my brother's on the offense, and I'm only on the field at the same time as the defense." I thought everyone was on the same time.
So, I mean, like, some genuine,
right.
I like that.
If you don't
I like
know
that.
The
right,
sport,
right.
That needs to be explained.
I thought that the quarterbacks.
I mean, that's how you played it on the playground growing up, so I understand if you hadn't, like.
No, you don't understand. I thought it was like Jared Goff is here and Josh Allen's here. And they're going to be like, they blow a whistle and then they go at each other and they're like, and it's like, who's going to win?
it's like, just genuine.
Almost like dodgeball.
Yeah.
All right. Whoever gets to the ball first gets to throw it.
So, you know, you got to hear a little bit of the clip of them finally revealing what the album is.
This is my brand new album.
Hype squad. confetti.
Yeah.
We got TS12, baby.
This is TS12. My brand new album. It's called The Life of a Showgirl.
Yeah, so she was...
She goes down the every track list.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I love when she gets into the Easter eggs because, mm-hmm. you know she does it. But to hear her break it all down and the specific things she did and that was meant to, and knowing that her Swifties love that and that they were going to get it.
I love how Taylor and, you know, hey, forgive us. We're doing a little Taylor Swift dump here now.
We have been this whole week.
Yeah.
Since we knew this was happening.
So Taylor Swift realized when she was 14, 15 years old, she's like, if I can give a clue to a song to get them to read the lyrics, she just wanted fans to read her lyrics, the liner notes.
Right.
Because remember when... before you listen to a song on Spotify and you can see the lyrics there, an album that you buy, a CD or whatever, they would have
the little booklet.
The booklet the had all the lyrics.
And I love to read all that too.
Yes, I know. Yeah. And she wanted you to read the lyrics because she was like, this is my art. This is what I really poured my heart and soul into.
Yeah, she takes pride in being the songwriter.
And so she was like, I want everyone to read these lyrics, so I'm going to give little clues to things that are coming up, and she was always like, hey, the Easter eggs are never anything about my personal life, it's always about the music,
right?
But yes, she
but I mean explained the color orange, the use of that, and the fact that and if you maybe you didn't know that at the end of her last Eras Tour stop, she walks through a red door instead of like going down into like the way that she had always exited before. She exited that one differently through an orange door, leaving that era, going to the next.
Her talking about the color orange on the
podcast. So what is the significance of the color orange? Why orange?
I've just always liked it, Jason. It really so feels like... I don't know. It feels like kind of energetically how my life has felt. And this album is about what was going on behind the scenes in my inner life during this tour, which was so exuberant and electric and vibrant.
Yeah. So she...
I can't believe she wrote the album while on tour. As if that isn't busy enough.
Right. Exactly. So anyways, we got a lot. You can digest.
Well, and then if you want to continue the deep dive of the Taylor, GMA dug up an interview with a 14-year-old Taylor.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to go back and watch it now because they're asking, like, do you want to be a big star?
Yeah, exactly. And
so,
just curly-haired Taylor Swift when she was 14, just sending demos to record labels in Nashville.
Just trying to get her big break.
Trying to get her big break, yep, for sure. So October 3rd is when we know the album will actually be released. So October 3rd, we got a couple months. Hard to believe a couple months and it's October, but here we are.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, coming up next, we got a feel good story for you.
A dog named Samson is the center of the story and he keeps getting out of the yard.
Dang it, Samson.
Wait until you hear why and where he goes.
All right. We'll get to that next. Miles Smith coming to Bourbon and Beyond. We have tickets for you next week on 99.7 DJX. We do feel good stories every hour. And Kelly Kay.
I mean, it's kind of technically.
I feel bad?
It's a dog
setting the bar story?
Escaping from his yard a lot.
Oh, so it's a.
Samson, he's earned the nickname Houdini.
Okay.
Because he keeps slipping out of the fence.
Sure.
You know, his parents, as humans, they. Mike and Dawn, they thought that maybe he was just getting out to chase a fox.
Mm.
They live in Virginia. Nope. He missed his buddies at doggy daycare. So he was making the mile and a half trek back to the doggy daycare.
Kind of a smart dog, though.
Oh, super smart dog.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a rescue dog, too. And I guess he just loved going to Dogtopia, doggy daycare, and just see his buddies. Because he's got a lot of friends there, apparently, and considers it his happy place.
So, my dog, Dougal, famously got kicked out of daycare.
Dang it.
For humping. Whatever. he was
they frowned upon that.
He was a puppy, which he has now a permanent strike. He cannot go back.
Yeah, that's
like
wow.
I
didn't know that was possible to get banned. From
I know,
the doggy
and we thought because like a year, like it's been over a year, and several probably 6-7 months later, we were like, hey, you know, he's older now and all that stuff.
You want to try it again?
Yeah, can we try it? Well, is he allowed? And they're like, no.
Like so you did actually try to go back?
Yeah, we tried to go back because when I would go jogging, one of the routes I would take would go by his former, and he would wag his tail, and he would get all excited. He was like, oh, these are where all my friends are.
Oh.
I loved to hump them, and they loved me, too.
They did not love you.
No,
bless your heart, though.
So I commend this dog, Samson. Obviously, he is more liked at this daycare than my dog.
Probably not doing the humping, I'm guessing.
He was so young.
Or they're humping friendly at that dog care.
A hump-friendly dog care. They're all right.
Samson, if he gets out, they know where to look.
All right.
So you can see the story. We'll tweet it out on X at Ben and Kelly Show, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
All right. Sometimes those chance encounters you have with someone are fleeting, or it could be bringing up a memory from the past.
Either way, you got to be prepared to grab it. If you don't, you're going to have to do a little typey-typey, send it off to the internet, we find it, and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Oh, no.
Would you like to go first?
I fear this could be inappropriate. From A-plus student to... other extracurriculars?
Oh.
Women for man.
Okay.
You were my former high school math teacher.
Oh, no.
Back then, you were the fresh out of college new guy at school, armed with a whiteboard marker and a smile that made me wish the bell would never ring.
Right.
I was your straight A student. Top of the class. Dating Jaden. Ugh. Hindsight. Totally pretending I didn't think you were cute. I mean, you were my math teacher. Get real.
Right. Sure.
Fast forward to last night at the bar.
Oh, no.
You walked in with your short stubble, handsome, laughing with friends, and not nerding out over calculus.
Oh.
I about choked him a drink because, wow. Apparently time plus stubble equals whatever this feeling is that I have right now.
Oh, wow.
Apparently you've leveled up from cute. How is it still legal to look that good?
Wow, all right, all right.
I wanted to come and say hi.
Sure.
But my brain turned into a malfunctioning TI-85.
That's a calculator. That was a calculator to have, right?
I know that because my son needs that for school right
sure.
now.
Sure.
All I could think was, what fraction of my clothes are on my body? And what fraction are on the floor when we study fractions at my apartment? And maybe solving for X, where X is my bed.
Wow.
I told you inappropriate. I told you.
What fraction of my clothes are on my body and what fraction are on the floor?
Yes. You'll probably never read this, but if you do, just know I'm no longer in your class.
Uh-huh.
But I'd still happily stay after for some extra credit and do some after-hours tutoring.
Mm.
No homework required.
Wow. Okay. You know, you don't ever look at your teachers that way when you're in school because they're
inappropriate.
Your teachers. Right.
Inappropriate.
But after you graduate.
Stop. Hashtag math flirting.
Right. It's...
Craigslist Missed Connections.
67 and a 35, but you arrested my heart.
All right.
Man for woman. You were the most ridiculously attractive police officer I've ever seen.
Wow.
I was the devilishly handsome idiot doing 67 and a 35. Now, in my defense... Okay, there is no defense, but everyone speeds on that road.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You pulled me over in that uniform. Sunglasses on.
Mm-hmm.
Looking like the cover of Cop of the Year magazine.
Okay.
My pulse was racing, partly from adrenaline, but mostly from you. When you mentioned my other unpaid parking and speeding tickets.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, I suddenly had a thing for women with who show no mercy.
Oh, wow. Cuff me. Guilty.
You told me you couldn't, you could haul me in.
Yeah.
But instead gave me a get your stuff paid or next time you're mine warning.
Wow.
All I heard was, I own handcuffs.
I was waiting for the handcuffs joke. I was waiting for it.
Couldn't help but think about how those handcuffs could have.
Okay.
Alternative uses.
Okay.
You somehow made public humiliation feel flirty.
Oh, you dokey.
I'm hoping I don't have to break the law again to see you. But also, is it against the law to date someone who's busted you?
Oh, I don't know. What is the protocol there?
Asking for a friend. And by friend, I mean me.
Yes. Absolutely.
Wow.
Oh, great. So did he get a ticket? I'm assuming he did.
It sounds like he did.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you know, whether you're flirting on your former math teacher.
Wow.
Or the police officer who's pulled you over doing 67 in a 35.
Also, let's slow down.
Yeah. It could be one thing, and that is Craigslist. What have you learned recently from YouTube? Be thinking about that as we get into this setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
Well, it's an example of what not to do.
Right, right. Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without taking a train for a joyride after only learning how to from YouTube, you're doing okay.
Wait a second. When you say take a train.
Yeah.
Are we driving the train?
That's right.
Oh, we're going to put on our little toot-toot engineer hat?
From Fox, Carolina.
We have some new details for you right now in Lawrence, where police say two miners broke into railroad facilities, causing a lot of damage.
Oh, no.
Now, officers say this all happened over the weekend at Carolina Piedmont Railroad and CSX Transportation Railroad. Mm-hmm. Investigators say the miners started an engine that was connected to two others
what?
And drove them around.
What?
Yeah, so they learned how... On YouTube.
So wait, and these are minors. So these are kids? My kid better never.
Yeah, so they probably watched a video on how to start a train on YouTube. They should have probably learned how to stop
goodness.
The train because
yes.
What they did was they ran into several cars.
How in the world did they ever think, A, they'd never get caught? B, they're not going to get in serious trouble, at the very least, mm-hmm. if you are a child.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we don't know ages. We're just, no, they're just minors. That,
it's because they're minors, their names and ages have not been released.
You should have the amount of critical thinking skills to be able to fast forward a little bit in looking past this immediate decision.
You know, Kelly, a lot of things that I've decided to do in life, I think, you know, if I'm weighing whether or not it's good.
A good choice, a bad choice?
Yeah, I think, am I going to get a good story out of it?
Oh, okay. So they were like, we're kind of in the do it for the gram kind of generation.
Yeah.
They don't think about the whole, oh, mom and dad are probably going to be mad about that. Or, ooh, maybe the authorities might want to talk to me about breaking in and driving around stuff that's not mine.
Let me put myself in teenage Ben.
Okay.
You know, all right, couple guys, you get there, maybe you're walking by, maybe it is a sort of spontaneous sort of thing, not a premeditated thing. You're like, oh, all right, we're in a train yard. Hey, let's see if we can get up in an engine. Hey,
YouTube, how
do you turn
Holy
this thing
cow,
on?
There's a video.
Wow.
We should probably try out our new skills.
Yes, exactly. And then it's just kind of just snowballs from there. Mm. And then it's like, oh man, you should see how to stop this thing. Yeah.
Okay.
So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without taking a train for a joyride after learning how to on YouTube, you're doing okay.
What do we know the severity of the consequences yet? Because maybe this is just going to be like, hey, remember when they're older? Remember the one time we broke into the train yard and we broke trains? We rode. Wasn't that awesome? That was awesome.
They're going to be charged with burglary,
ooh,
grand larceny, malicious damage,
that's
and
stain,
willful destruction of railroad property and injury to railroad.
Ooh. That,
that sounds like a lot of like serious sort of statements.
That's a lasting little stain on the record.
Yeah.
I feel like. Mm. Okay.
But, you know, they did make it at least a little ways.
They're getting a little shout out.
Yeah, getting a little shout out on the old Ben and Kelly show here. So, yeah.
What a bold and random crime.
Yep. That is your setting the bar story. I don't know if you have any odd things that you've learned how to do.
One time I broke into a train yard and drove some trains around.
Thanks to YouTube. I learned some really cool things.
You learned how to fix some things, right?
I learned how to fix some things. I'll tell you some of that stuff coming up on 99.7 DJX. Plus, we'll get you in to win Tate Me to Nashville, a winning word for Tate McRae Nashville, sound check passes, all that stuff coming up. Choo choo. All aboard.
I'm still just flabbergasted that a couple of kids thought, hey, that's a great idea. We learned it on YouTube. Let's go drive trains.
Which I'm kind of impressed.
Really?
Did get
serious charges they're facing.
I know. Thanks to the Peanut Gallery via the text line, Sean said, sounds like they need more training.
Sean.
Yeah,
yes.
Thanks, Sean.
Yes,
so
Sean.
What odd thing did YouTube teach you? I remember when I had the 1999 Volkswagen Jetta, it had over 300,000 miles on it. Uh-huh. Air conditioning broke.
Yep.
I was like, man, I don't want to drop $1,200, $1,300 on a new air conditioning. The car isn't even worth that.
Let me try to look it up.
Yep.
See what Daddy can do.
I looked it up on YouTube, mm-hmm. and it was step by step. I ordered the parts, so for about $200, I pulled everything off, and what a sense of accomplishment that is.
Oh, yeah, like, I'm practically a mechanic.
I know, when you can feel the cold air coming out, and you're like, wow.
The sense of accomplishment.
I did that.
Yes.
Yeah, I know, because there was one point when my daughters were driving the car, and they were like, hey, Dad, It was like the air conditioning heating unit. So it was both, but I remember it was in the wintertime, and they're like, we have to like scrape the inside of the car.
Oh no.
Because of their breath.
So wait, so after, was this after you fixed it?
No, that was before.
Okay.
That was before.
All right, you fixed it and then it stayed fixed.
Yeah.
It kept working, right?
Yeah. It was good. It was good. And then obviously, it's every year I have to look up how to tie a bow tie.
Sure.
I have not retained. I don't wear bow ties enough.
Right.
If you do it
like once a year, it's not going to stay in your brain.
I mean, for some reason, I've retained how to tie a necktie.
Yeah. But the bow tie is.
But the bow tie.
Yeah.
No.
Feels more complicated.
Tammy said, I learned how to change my own windshield wipers and not cry about it.
Oh!
What odd thing did you learn from YouTube?
Yeah, you know, I feel like that's among like car things. I could probably
skill.
That's more gonna be in my wheelhouse. Like, I feel like I could do that.
Yeah,
like snap it on, snap it off, right?
Yeah.
Like that. It's practically like that.
I will say windshield wipers now are easier than they were.
Yes.
Before.
I agree.
Yeah, they are a little bit more.
They've improved that technology. Yeah.
Dana said, I've learned how to unclog my sink using baking soda and vinegar and not flood the kitchen.
Oh.
Right. That's good.
And that sounds healthier.
That's a very DIY sort of thing.
Very DIY, yes, organic sounding. Samantha says, I learned how to turn an old T-shirt into a reusable grocery bag with zero sewing.
Huh.
Random. I know. That is the first time I've ever heard of that.
A T-shirt.
A T-shirt. Becoming a grocery bag and you don't sew anything closed.
Like, okay, I guess you what? Tie the neck and the arms together and maybe just whoop, you know?
I guess. I don't know. I'm going to have to look that up now.
Laura from Shelbyville said, I learned how to remove the security tag from clothing without ruining it. Are you shoplifting?
No, you know what?
That's the first thing I thought is that Laura is shoplifting.
No,
hey, guess what? I learned how to.
You slip out and they forget to remove it. And it's like super annoying. You get home like, oh my gosh, how am I supposed to? Because you need a special tool to get it off.
You're giving her way more credit than she probably deserves. She's probably just, she's walking in. She's like, oh, that's a nice.
I'm bopping tags.
That's a nice blouse. Hmm.
Oh, Gary, fix the leaf blower step by step on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube, man, that teaches you some stuff.
Machines.
Lisa said, because I'm a mom, I learned how to remove stickers or labels from glass without leaving behind a sticky residue. It's hair dryer plus rubbing alcohol. When I went to sell my car, getting all the stickers off the inside windows in the back seat were harder than I thought.
Sure.
That's hysterical because when we had our old minivan, we turned it in and I had to sit there and pick, you know, love Trader Joe's, stop giving my kids stickers. Because they'd give them stickers and they'd immediately wonk right on the inside. I know.
We have this stuff called Goo Gone and we've used it for everything. Because she put the whole thing, last couple of weeks, we get the water bottles they take to school and just completely coat them in a million stickers. Yeah. So by the end of the year, I don't like the stickers anymore, trying to get them off is a, it'll
Stephanie
make you go
said, my husband replaced all the plumbing in our kitchen from YouTube.
Whoa.
Changed out some of the outlets too. You know what?
That sounds like a very big job, replacing all the
plumbing. Yeah, Stephanie, your husband and I learned the same thing. I learned how to do some plumbing too from YouTube. So that is awesome.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Anna, my now husband, got YouTube certified to fix our bathtub's lack of water pressure. He partially flooded our bathroom because the video didn't tell him how to turn the water off first.
Oh, shoot. That's
long
funny.
Long story short, we had to call Greenwell to come help after we had gotten the emergency water valve stuck in the shut-off position. Needless to say, it did get fixed.
All right.
So sometimes you do need to still call in the professionals.
And a shout out to Greenwell, apparently.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for those stories. Oh, yeah. They're in New Albany. I had to look them up.
Well, there you go.
I wonder what their ratings are.
Wow. Okay. You're doing a deep dive.
All right. 3 out of 5 ratings. You got to get that up, guys.
Yeah. And then also advertising.
I was going to say. You can advertise. I could probably help. Time for a feel-good story. We do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Key.
A cheer dad in North Texas getting some attention for taking a big interest in his daughter's favorite hobby, and actually has been for a while. So Roland Pollard and his daughter Jaden have been building their bond and a sizable social media following, about 1.2 million followers now on Instagram, by doing cheer stunts together. They started when she was like 3 or 4 years old. She didn't really always know what she was doing, but she always trusted her dad. But it's not just about how he's literally lifting her up and throwing her in the air and everything, but it's about showing up and parenting with purpose.
We just started posting daily videos, and it happened to just go on for so long and became a part of our lives. Yeah. The reason we got so good is because I believe anything is possible, and you can always take it up a notch, okay? And she was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know anything about life. I'm 3, 4 years old, whatever. But I know you won't drop me, and I know we're going to have a good time. But I feel that if you bring life into this world, you owe that child everything you can provide them.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, she kept getting better and better and building all of these skills. But it's also like they show the moments of the frustration and the doubt and then showing the way how he handles that with her. And it's really endured him to followers. And she's now, I think, around 8 years old. She's amazing. She's doing, you know, competitive gymnastics as well. But he says, you know, I parent from a void. I didn't have a strong father figure growing up, but I know what I missed, and I want to be that person for my kids.
Oh, there you go.
He's they're amazing together. They're fantastic. You can see their videos at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aguiar Injury Lawyers.
Time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Aaron in quotes says, hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, I feel like I've known you all for years.
Hey.
You both always seem to brighten my morning.
Thank you.
I was wondering if you'd help me out here. I'm 27. I've been dating my boyfriend for a few months. Honestly, most of that time has been me trying to convince my parents that he's actually a good guy.
Oh.
So apparently they haven't liked his vibes and they've been skeptical. But I've been pushing hard for them to give him a chance.
Okay.
Well, last week, he completely tanked all that progress.
Oh, no.
We were meeting at my parents' house for dinner. He Ubered there because he was completely drunk.
Oh, no.
And to make matters worse, he tried to kiss my mom. He said he thought she was me.
Oh, so it wasn't like a good morning or, you know, good afternoon.
Not like a nice to see you on the cheek kiss. No. No. Now I feel like there's no recovering from this. My parents are mad. I'm beyond embarrassed. Uh-huh. And all that work I've done to get them to like him feels wasted.
Ouch.
I'm frustrated because I have a really close relationship with my parents and I always imagine them liking and accepting my person.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm adult and I make my own choices, it's important to me that they get along.
Sure.
So my question is, have any of your listeners been in a situation like this?
Huh.
Where your parents really didn't like your spouse or partner and the relationship still worked out?
Oh, okay.
Did they ever change their minds?
Mm.
Or am I fighting a losing battle?
Oh, wow.
Thanks so much. Oh, my God. They're two, obviously two very bad things. Maybe
like showing up drunk.
Yes.
he was nervous. He was thinking, I'm just going to have a shot.
Now you don't go like jump off the deep end.
Yeah.
And Uber there.
Well, at least you didn't drive there.
You're sick. You fake you're sick and you can't make it.
He's like, I can't miss this dinner date.
Text girlfriend and be like, listen, I cannot see your parents like this. And then he tries to plant one on mom thinking she's the girlfriend. Are you kidding me? Like, that's beyond drunk.
Okay, so first of all, I can't relate because I was always liked by my wife's parents.
Oh,
my in-laws loved me from the get-go.
That Ben.
I mean, how could they not?
We sure do like him. He is such a nice boy.
He's a nice boy. I hope our daughter doesn't drive him away. He's a nice boy. Yeah, I mean, my in-laws are great. They always liked me. So I, from a personal experience, I don't have that where I will say that I'm going through right now meeting boyfriends of my daughters.
Oh.
So, you know, learning a little bit about them and all that stuff. And I like them both. Like both That's of them good. Have a boyfriend and they both seem like really nice, genuine guys.
They're making some good choices.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the parents. It is tough because at first you're like, okay, well, it's your life. You do what you want. You know, parents be damned, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, Erin says parents are a big part of her life.
It's going to take a lot of probably time.
All right.
Especially because the kiss on mom. That, I feel like it's one thing if he was drunk and that's not a good look.
No, but then not a good look.
I mean, how awkward. Duh.
Oh my, I haven't been kissed like that for 20 years.
I mean, at what point do you, because he's going to have to apologize. He's going to have to make some sort of
gesture of something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but I feel like we let some time pass before we do that, right?
Yeah, maybe you casually continue dating him and don't bring him up to the parents. And just kind of figure that out. I don't know. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take a couple quick stories about how you navigated that. Did you have a partner or spouse? Yeah,
she's only a few months in.
I know.
So,
I mean, obviously she likes him, but she's not so far embedded that she can't like say, hey, it's been great.
But I mean, this is such a basic. Like, how did you not
How did you
understand?
Fumble that?
Yes.
Holy airball.
Yes.
Holy airball.
But it's so spectacularly.
Well, that's the lane we're living in right now. Okay. All right. 502-795-1997. Some of your stories coming up next. All right. We're right in the middle of group therapy. Erin is all like, hey, I've been trying to convince my parents that my boyfriend of a few months is a good guy. Then we had this dinner date. He Ubers there drunk and then kisses my mom. Did I get it all?
I think we got the Cliff Notes version. And he kissed mom because he thought she was Erin, girlfriend.
To be fair, he was drunk.
Oh, okay.
And all you know right. what? That is a compliment to the mom.
Oh, hashtag
that she's
hot,
got hot no. youth in her corner.
Okay.
Come on.
It's like a Stifler's mom.
Stifler's mom.
Stacey's mom. Erin's mom has got it going out.
First of all, overwhelming people basically in a gist are like, have we considered the parents are right? yes, about this guy.
That they are seeing him for who he is, and you're wearing the rose-colored glasses.
Right.
Got a text. If he's irresponsible enough to show up to a dinner with your parents drunk, he's definitely not responsible enough for kids or a wedding. What if he shows up to the wedding drunk? I say discuss it with him. If he tries to brush it off, break up. Like, he should, yeah, does he fully understand the gravity of the mistake?
That's a good question. We did get a text from a listener who said, my son dated a girl in high school, gave me the ick. And trust me, your parents are correct. They just have to give you the room to make your choices and learn from them. Thankfully, ick girl was discovered by my son and no longer an issue. Okay. Mom was right.
So, AKA, they'll figure it out eventually. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mary said, so my husband didn't try to kiss my mom, but my parents are not a big fan of his.
Yeah.
Or I should say, we're not a big fan of his, but they respected the fact that I loved him. It was my relationship, and they do like him, although he does get on their nerves occasionally, and they don't have a problem telling me that. Like, holidays and everything are just fine.
Yeah.
Everybody gets along.
Now, Tanya on Facebook said, I'm divorced 3 times. My parents actually kind of liked the second husband, but then he made bad choices. However, they may not ever like anyone. Doesn't matter if they have a great job, personality, etc. So, interesting.
Okay. Laura says, girl, he's not your person. Your person would not show up drunk to meet your parents.
Yeah.
So yeah. Let this one go and be drunk elsewhere.
And Becca brings up a good point. Serious question. Why are you fighting so hard to change this perception of him given his recent behavior?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And that's the other thing, too, is Dawn says, you know, he couldn't stay sober long enough to have dinner with your parents.
Yeah.
He needs to go. And if he was nervous about that or something, he should have talked about that. And again, he should have had the wherewithal to send you a text and like, I'm sick.
I can't make it. I've got the spins. I don't know what it is.
I just can't.
Maybe it's vertigo or the Jose Cuervo. I'm not really sure.
It's a good night to meet your parents.
I get, because Aaron's probably like, I don't know why my parents just don't like you and blah, 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 blah. And hey, let's have dinner and try to smooth things over.
Right. Which is probably not the best strategy either.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's probably making him all nervous and everything. And then he's just like, I'm just going to take a little shot just to take the edge off a little bit. And then one turns into two. And then all of a sudden he's like, I better Uber over there because I don't want to disrespect Aaron by just avoiding the whole thing.
At least he knew not to drive. Kudos to him.
Give him that.
Yeah. But the fact that he still thought, oh, I got this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I think just because we've only invested a couple of months in this guy.
Yeah, maybe we just pause this for a minute. And
maybe we call a spade a spade.
And say, hey, you know what? I've loved the fun that we've had together so far. Let's take a little rest,
little
breather, reevaluate everything. And
maybe meeting the parents just after a couple of months might have been a little premature.
You know what? Here's the thing. Call it a romance that only lasted, a few months and say, hey, you know, we're getting into an era right now where it's my orange era. It's my sparkle orange era.
Tossing out Taylor Swift isms.
And I need to really find out who I am.
She's got a really big reason as to why she can step back. Like, you literally showed up hammered and laid a kiss on my mom.
Yep, there's that.
Like, that's a real good excuse to be like, I think we need to pause.
All right, well, hey, sorry, Aaron. That's kind of where we're landing.
Yeah, you find someone that's going to have the respect and know, like, what a big deal is to meet your parents and try to win them over and be sober doing that.
Yeah.
Maybe. And maybe wait until the relationship's on super solid ground before we try to, you know, introduce them to the family. Maybe. Maybe.
I get what you were trying to do, but all right. Hey, thanks. Keep us posted on what you end up doing.
Yeah.
All right.
It's tough.
I know. That's group therapy. All right, it's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. All right, we're right in the middle of group therapy. Aaron is all like, hey, I've been trying to convince my parents that my boyfriend of a few months is a good guy. Then we had this dinner date. He Ubers there drunk and then kisses my mom. Did I get it all?
I think we got the Cliff Notes version. And he kissed mom because he thought She was Aaron.
Well,
his girlfriend.
To be fair, he was drunk.
Okay.
And you know what? That is a compliment to the mom.
Oh, hashtag
that she's got hot youth.
All right, that's great.
In her corner.
Okay.
Come on.
It's like a Stifler's mom.
Stifler's mom.
Stacey's mom. It's Aaron's mom. Has got it going out.
First of all, overwhelming people basically in a gist are like, have we considered the parents are right?
Yes,
about this guy.
That they are seeing him for who he is, and you're wearing the rose-colored glasses.
Right.
Got a text. If he's irresponsible enough to show up to a dinner with your parents drunk, he's definitely not responsible enough for kids or a wedding. What if he shows up to the wedding drunk? I say discuss it with him. If he tries to brush it off, break up. Like, he should... Yeah, does he fully understand the gravity of the mistake?
That's a good question. We did get a text from a listener who said, my son dated a girl in high school, gave me the ick. And trust me, your parents are correct. They just have to give you the room to make your choices and learn from them. Thankfully, ick girl was discovered by my son and no longer an issue. Okay. Mom was right.
So, AKA, they'll figure it out eventually. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mary said, so my husband didn't try to kiss my mom, but my parents... are not a big fan of his,
yeah.
Or I should say we're not a big fan of his, but they respected the fact that I loved him. It was my relationship, and they do like him, although he does get on their nerves occasionally, and they don't have a problem telling me that. Like, holidays and everything are just fine.
Yeah.
Everybody gets along.
Now, Tanya on Facebook said, I'm divorced 3 times. My parents actually kind of liked the second husband, but then he made bad choices. However, they may not ever like anyone. Doesn't matter if they have a great job, personality, etc. So, interesting.
Okay. Laura says, girl, he's not your person. Your person would not show up drunk to meet your parents.
Yeah.
So let this one go and be drunk elsewhere.
And Becca brings up a good point. Serious question. Why are you fighting so hard to change this perception of him given his recent behavior?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And that's the other thing, too. Is Dawn says, you know, he couldn't stay sober long enough to have dinner with your parents.
Yeah.
He needs to go. And if he was nervous about that or something, he should have talked about that. And again, he should have had the wherewithal to send you a text and like, I'm sick.
I can't make it. I've got the spins. I don't know what it is.
I just can't.
Maybe it's vertigo or Jose Cuervo. I'm not really sure.
I don't think it's a good night to meet your parents.
I get, because Aaron's probably like, I don't know why my parents just don't like you and blah, 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 blah. And hey, let's have dinner and try to smooth things over.
Right. Which is probably not the best strategy either.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's probably making him all nervous and everything. And then he's just like, I'm just going to take a little shot just to take the edge off a little bit. And then one turns into two. And then all of a sudden he's like, I better Uber over there because I don't want to disrespect Aaron by just avoiding the whole thing.
At least he knew not to drive. Kudos to him.
Give him that. Yeah.
But the fact that he still thought, oh, I got this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I think just because we've only invested a couple of months in this guy.
Yeah, maybe we just pause this for a minute. And
maybe we call a spade a spade.
And say, hey, you know what? I've loved the fun that we've had together so far. Let's take a little rest,
little
breather, reevaluate everything. And
maybe meeting the parents just after a couple of months might have been a little premature.
You know what? Here's the thing. Call it a romance that only lasted, a few months and say, hey, you know, we're getting into an era right now where it's my orange era. It's my sparkle my orange era, and
tossing out Taylor Swift
and I need to really find out who I am.
She's got a really big reason as to why she can step back. Like, you literally showed up hammered and laid a kiss on my mom.
Yep, there's that.
Like, that's a real good excuse to be like, I think we need to pause.
All right. Well, hey, sorry, Aaron. That's kind of where we're landing.
Yeah, you find someone that's going to have the respect and know. Like, what a big deal is to meet your parents and try to win them over and be sober doing that.
Yeah.
Maybe. And maybe wait until the relationship's on super solid ground before we try to, you know, introduce them to the family. Maybe. Maybe.
I get what you were trying to do, but yes. All right. Hey, thanks. Keep us posted on what you end up doing.
Yeah. All right. It's tough.
I know. That's group therapy.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
How you feeling, Kay?
I'm a little tired today, to be honest. I don't know if the brain's going to be firing as quickly as it should, but
502-795-1997 is our number. Can't beat Kelly, where we kick Kelly out of the room, ask you five pop culture questions, bring her back in, ask her the same five questions. If you get more right than she, you beat Kelly.
Fame and glory.
Fame and glory.
Cash and prizes. No cash, actually.
No cash. But we are going to hook you up with tickets to the Kentucky State Fair with ride passes just for playing. Okay? So, call in now. 502-795-1997. We'll play. Coming up. Time for a little Can't Beat Kelly.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so let's introduce you to Trina, calling us from Louisville. Hi, Trina.
Hello.
Hi there. Trina's got blonde hair, is 5'3", drives a Yukon, and has been married for 9 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ready to play Can't Beat Kelly?
You're going down, Kelly.
I like the confidence.
I like the confidence for sure. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to kick Kelly out of the room here in just a sec, all right? We're going to ask you five pop culture questions and bring Kelly back in, ask her the same five questions. If you can get more correct answers than Kelly, then you can beat Kelly.
Fame, glory.
All that.
Bragging rights.
All that. All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
Say goodbye to Kelly.
Kelly, if you win, I'll buy you and do the can opener.
Okay. Oh, awesome! Yes! I want that beautiful electric can opener. Okay, that's a deal.
All right, that's wonderful. That's funny that she's talking about that. All right, goodbye. We're going to see Kelly. All right, she's closed the door. We're ready. Trina, are you ready? Here we go.
Go.
Question one. Taylor Swift's 12th album is called The Life of a Blank.
Go, girl.
What two animals arrived via UPS plane from Australia for the Louisville Zoo?
No idea. A koala and some other Australian
animal. Okay. This popular Netflix show follows a world-renowned K-pop girl group balancing their lives in the spotlight with their secret identities as demon hunters.
K-pop demon hunters.
In Only Murders in the Building, what is the name of the podcast the main characters create?
Now, see, yesterday I knew all the answers. I don't. I have no idea.
Okay. Who played Elle Woods in Legally Blonde?
Reese Witherspoon.
Okay. Let's bring Kelly in. Kelly! Come on in! All right, Kelly.
Yeah! Wow, that seemed fast.
All right, Kelly. There she is.
That seemed fast.
Yeah.
That
Listen.
Seemed fast.
Trina.
Yeah.
Got... You know what? I'm going to give you number two. Trina got 1, 2, 3, 4 right. Good job,
okay.
Trina.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I got my work cut out for me.
Now, remember, if you tie,
yeah,
you haven't beaten Kelly.
No, you haven't.
No.
You tied Kelly, and there's no prize for that.
Right, right, right. So Kelly has got to get either 4 or 5 right. All right, here we go, Kelly.
Okay.
Taylor Swift's 12th album is called The Life of a...
Showgirl.
Correct. Both got that right. What two animals arrived via UPS plane in Louisville from Australia for the Louisville Zoo?
A giraffe and a hippo?
Incorrect.
Uh-oh.
Koalas.
Oh, I missed
it. Crikey. From Australia, Kelly.
Crikey.
They're not delivering a giraffe and a...
Hippo. I should probably read the press releases that come in the email. I don't think I read that one.
All right. Kelly, you've got to get all these right. Otherwise...
See, I just guessed something from Australia.
Yeah, see, Trina just guessed. Oh,
she was...
And said koala.
All right.
Now, Trina, you said koala and some other Australian animal, but I just gave it to you because you
didn't... Oh, she's getting full point?
Yeah, because right. she only said koala.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This popular Netflix show follows a world-renowned K-pop girl group balancing their lives in the spotlight with their secret identities as demon hunters.
K-pop demon hunters!
Okay, you got that right.
So amazing.
Both got that right.
Yeah.
In Only Murders in the Building, what is the name of the podcast the main characters create?
Oh,
I have not spent one second of my life watching this show.
I know that's like the Selena Gomez show, but I have no idea.
Is it only murders in the building?
That is correct.
Complete guess.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Trina, I thought you were winning with her getting that wrong.
I was 2 years old when I learned that's why they call the show that.
Last question. This is for the win, Kelly. Who played Elle Woods in Legally Blonde?
Reese Witherspoon.
There it is! Oh! There it is! Kelly got it!
I really thought. Kelly got it! I thought I was done for. I thought there was no way I could come back from the ashes of not knowing about the dang zoo.
The zoo.
I declare a truce and that it was a tie because we both guessed one. So
she's making up rules.
Yeah, I love how you're making up rules, Trina. It's great. It's great. You know what? We appreciate that. Trina.
I still want the can opener.
Trina, just for playing, we're going to hook you up with a prize. Thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning. But before you hang on, you need to say, hi, my name is Trina from Louisville, and I cannot beat Kelly.
Oh, hello, my name is Trina from Louisville, and unfortunately, I cannot beat Kelly.
Kelly Cashin!
Shiny
there
and
it
bouncy
is.
And you did great, Trina. That's awesome.
Trina, hang tight, all right? We're going to hook you up with the prize, all right?
All right.
All right. Oh, she what sounds so dejected.
Oh, I got the...
So dejected.
The adrenaline is pumping a little bit. I was like, oh!
I know.
I got that second one wrong. I'm like, oh!
I know.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
All right, there it is. Can't beat Kelly here on 99.7 DJX. We'll have to do that. We'll have to do that again. That's fun.
Bring it back.
Maybe next week. All
next
right?
week.
On 99.7 DJX.
99.7 DJX plays all the hits.
Right.
But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an
audio journey
through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Start with Rachel. I was up late watching Taylor's new album announcement. Can you play I Knew You Were Trouble? Wake me up.
I need it. I can't hear
I know,
without
right?
it.
I know, right? By the way, do you notice I'm playing the OG version, not Taylor's version?
I can't tell the difference.
But we can do what we want now. She's got her originals. It's all good. All right. Hey, by the way, shout out to Gary, who is headed to the hospital.
Oh, my gosh, Gary.
Wife is going to be induced with their fourth baby.
Oh
Send her all
gosh.
The good vibes. Yeah,
wow,
there
Gary.
You go. There you are.
Congratulate! We should play Push It for them. I mean, that was requested for somebody else. It would make sense. It would
Wait,
make sense.
But she's being induced.
Well, yeah.
Isn't that?
And
oh.
then she's going to be pushing
oh,
it.
Oh, all right, all right.
There
all right,
go.
We'll give
yeah.
you a little bit of this.
Yeah.
A little bit of this.
Yeah.
I know this is a heavily requested every single week song.
It is really
on
shocking.
Throwback Thursday. So we try
it's
to
so consistent.
We try to sprinkle it in where we can.
This
we
is
don't
for
want
Ashley too.
Ashley too.
Yeah, she wants us to.
Okay.
She wants to set the vibe for today.
Okay. It's
said.
Ashley as well or like Ashley too?
Ashley as well.
Okay.
Are we, I don't, we have, we should probably number the Ashley. There's a lot of them.
She's Ashley number two.
She, no, I'm number one.
I'm number one. All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX.
There you go, Gary's wife.
There
That's
it is.
Right, you push that baby out.
And
today.
Ashley number two, you got it.
Baby number four. Woo!
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Speaking of cute babies.
Yeah.
She's not a baby anymore because she's just adorable in her school uniform. Kate and Kelby's daughter going back to school. Kate says, kids can be happier. I've been bumping throwbacks on the way to school. Yeah, yeah. But Usher, please, this morning.
Yeah,
thank
we
you,
got you.
Listen, thank
yeah,
you.
We got you. Listen, yeah, you. To the window, to the wall. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. By the way, if you want to hear something in the mix, you can message us at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-795-1997.
Yes, best practices text. We'll see that probably first. We're trying to monitor all the things.
Mm-hmm. Sean rolls in, hey, can Terry get a Terry Crews-liked song? Oh, I know where he's going with this. 1,000 Miles. How you know I love this song?
Okay.
Oh, yes.
That's adorable.
Oh, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just making my way through the crowd. And I need you, and I miss you. Now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I can just see you tonight.
Yes! Yes!
Yes. Air piano!
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
There's another Sean, an S-E-A-N, who's tossing out dumb requests.
Oh.
That's what he says. You want dumb requests? That's my specialty. Make Me Better by Fabulous featuring Neo or New Kids.
Oh, jeez. Well.
He woke up and chose chaos today.
He woke up and chose chaos today.
He's wanting you to toss out adjacent requests.
Oh, all right.
We
well,
tempted you. We said toss out dumb requests. And we might have to substitute different songs because they suck.
We're just going to ignore that real quick and go to Kalen's. Kevin Little, Turn Me On. Remember this?
I do not.
Oh.
I completely forgot this existed.
Yep. Yep. Well done. When you make us dig through the archives
you
of our station. Yep. Yep. Kalen.
Deep and buried.
Throwback Thursday. All right, I don't know if I like this version.
What is this version?
I don't know.
I don't recognize this version.
All right, what was the dumb request that Sean wanted again?
Like, Make Me Better by Fabulous.
Okay, we've got
Neo.
Better Off Alone. How about that? Will that work?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
100%. He also was suggesting New Kids on the Block, but I know...
No, that's not going to work.
You're not anywhere near being a blockhead.
No. No.
You don't have to be violent about it.
I'm not.
It was violent.
I'm not.
It was a little violent.
All right, Throwback Thursday from TikTok. DJ. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Before it was all over TikTok, it was on 99.7 DJX. Jill.
Well, she says first Throwback Thursday of the school year.
There you go.
From
yeah.
Bullock County.
Hey, look.
Something to help my daughter make it through the day. She's adorable.
Aww.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
So this is what you picked?
Yeah. I mean, get in the car. Get the seatbelt snapped. Put the shades on. And then it's time to.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That's right.
Roll out.
All right, Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back to back to back to back.
Kelly has a question.
Kelly has a question. Is it you? Are you talking about you in the third person?
I'm not talking about myself in the third person. I'm talking about another Kelly. On the text line is asking, can you play Ricky Martin?
I don't know. Can we?
My dad did that.
Do we physically have the ability to play Ricky Martin? Yes, we do. Will I?
And so does my husband.
Yes.
To be honest.
Yes, I will.
Yes, we have the ability.
All right, Throwback Thursday, DJX. What does that mean? Living the wildlife? Is that what it means in Spanish?
I think so.
Living la vida loca?
I think you're just being crazy.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday.
Acting a little crazy.
It's 99.7 DJX. Ashley rolls in, barefaced ladies? Barefaced ladies. Barefaced
ladies. Stupid voice
test. Barefaced ladies I like better. Barefaced ladies.
Barefaced ladies are my favorite.
They're my fave.
Still to this day, one of the best concerts I've ever been to because they like will have the audience toss out words and they'll make a song instantly. And I think they made a song about eggs.
I saw them and they were handing hot dogs out to the crowd.
That's great.
Yeah, that's great.
They're awesome.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Stephanie rolls in. Hear me out.
When you start like that. Since like that.
You always play 50 Cent birthday song, how, which means in the club, which I like that.
Just rename it the birthday song.
How about something for Jody, who turns 40 tomorrow? By the way, there's no 40th birthday songs, but there is.
Oh.
A special something because, you know, she's 40. She knows how to work it, right?
Oh, my God. That was so awkward. Just, well, at least she's not 9. But I feel like that was the age you played this one for last time. I feel like,
no,
yes.
I wouldn't have done that.
Like, yes.
I mean, we're hoping for the best for her birthday. That's what we're hoping for. Feel the tender touch of a man.
Oh,
or a woman. Regardless, we don't know. No judgment. Throwback Thursday. It's good. It's good stuff. It's good stuff there. Thanks. It's 99.7 DJX Throwback Thursday.
Jody, good luck.
Yeah, that's all we're doing.
That's all. We just want you to have a great birthday.
Yeah, we just want you to have a good birthday. That's all we want. That's all we want.
Jen says Ben is unhinged this morning. Well, yeah.
Listen. Yeah. It happens. All right. I don't even know where I'm going with this. Oh, Jason. Yes, we got you, Jason.
Yeah. Oh.
He wanted Regulate by Warren G, but we said no.
Request number two.
Request number two is Riding by Chamillionaire.
We can do that.
Yeah, Jason Hillview. You got it. Throwback Thursday.
And it's in his throat. The windows down, gotta stop pollution. City changed, like who was that producing? That's the plan skills when we out and cruising. Got warrants in every city except Houston, but I still ain't losing.
It still slaps.
By the way, we got some background on Jody, who's having a birthday.
Oh, was that the 40th birthday party we played birthday sex for?
Right. Yep. Yeah. Jody is a man that identifies as a man. So.
Oh, okay. Even better. Perfect. It's great. It's great.
We didn't know.
No, we didn't
That's
know.
That's great.
Jody is a gender non-specific name.
It is.
Yeah.
Kind of like Kelly.
That's right. That's right. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX.
Good time Charlie checking in. Uh-huh. Hi there, Kelly. It's good time Charlie.
Hi. Hi.
I'm sure you met Ben, too.
Sure. Hi, I'm over here, too.
How about some Harry Styles watermelon sugar?
I don't know if that's going to work.
Oh, dang it. Are you salty because he left you out?
No, too? I just don't think Harry Styles' Watermelon Sugar is old enough.
Oh. Also, I think we still play it currently a lot.
This is
valid.
Yeah, Charlie Puth?
Yes, Charlie for Charlie. That's great. Charlie Puth is a good time, Charlie.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long do I marinate with this?
The beat's going to drop in just a second.
Can't wait for when it happens.
Step up a little bit. Here it is. Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on. What you expect, but you're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention. Okay. A little bit.
All right, this was the other one that I was going to do, too. Charlie.
Oh.
XCX.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
By the way, for a long time,
did she just get married?
It's Throwback Thursday. Your picture perfect blue. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Jessica rolls in, play too close. Can't believe I used to jam to that in front of my parents. Oh, yeah, good one. Oh. I like this. I forgot about this.
Oh, wow.
Too close.
Oh,
she went in next. That's different.
By the way, Elena's rolling in with facts that Watermelon Sugar is indeed 6 years old.
Okay, well, we just
didn't
want to
play it. It was a valid request for Good Time Charlie.
Okay.
But we gave Charlie two different Charlie songs.
That's great. Still doesn't... Okay. It's fine. Who's running this show here?
There it is. See Amber?
No.
Did you see it?
What'd Amber say?
I'm just waiting for Ben to hit the damn Nickelback button and blow it all up.
Yeah. It's too late.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's how we're ending it? That seems anticlimactic.
You know what?
I feel like...
all climaxes are good. Regardless of how we go out. If we get there, we get there. Is that...
I can't look at
Are you All right. I don't know why Kelly and I have a radio show, and I don't know why you decided to allow us to stay on the radio for as long
Thank
as we have.
God, because clearly we're not qualified for any other money-making job opportunities.
That's right. That's right. See, everybody's like, it's all about the journey, and we got there. We got there.
And Sean says, I opened my door to my work truck, and all I hear is all climaxes are good. What happened to TPT? And listen, Dr. Ayer says that climax did not leave me satisfied.
Listen. Listen.
And Tony Wilder, was, yes, I know.
Dr.
I know.
Aaron,
I'm trying for Nickelback.
It was fine for me. We're marinating a little too long. We need to move on.
We need to get out of this right now.
We need to move on. All right. Hey, coming up, we're going to try to send you to Nashville. All right. Take me to Nashville. That's on the way. That is Throwback Thursday. Think of something that might seem like a blessing, but it's really a curse. Matt would like to go first.
Okay.
All right. In this PG-13 setting, the bar story.
I when you say Matt, and then my brain immediately goes to probably a part of his body. Yep, I was right.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without having been blessed with such a large that you break your arm, you're doing okay.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. How are we breaking our arm with that?
Let me get to that.
Oh, wow.
Matt is 41. He lives in the UK.
T's and P's.
His is literally on display in the Penis Museum in Iceland.
No, it's not.
Because it is the largest in the world.
Oh, wow.
So what happened was...
I'm not going to click on it. I'm going
to
click on it.
You need to click on it.
I'm clicking on it.
Listen, you're not going to see anything inappropriate when you click on the link
okay.
to the news article. However, the picture of him in a sling is almost... It's almost not safe for work.
Oh.
Because you can see his pants kind of hug everything.
Yeah, there is... Like, he's got... There's another picture. He's just kind of standing there with his arms folded. And he's got this look on his face kind of like...
Basically,
I know.
Listen. Basically, he slipped on some soap in the shower because he couldn't see the soap because he was rushing to get ready for work and he didn't see some shower gel in his tub.
Oh, God.
And the only thing he could see in his eye line was...
Oh.
He fell out of the shower, landed on his shoulder, ended up with two fractures.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that is... Oh, wow.
So... It's larger than a.
Oh, well, it's.
Can I?
You should probably just give the measurement.
14 inches.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Again, may seem like a blessing for some, but really kind of a curse for Matt. He's been on plenty of talk shows there in London.
He says, I've bought a bath mat. So even though my might be in the way of my view, I'm less likely to lose my footing.
Oh, gosh.
This is one of the many minor things no one thinks about when it comes to having an abnormal body. I'm naturally clumsy. It doesn't help that I have a different anatomy to most, especially such a large one.
Oh. There it is. All right. Goodness. So there you go. Oh. Poor guy.
Okay. If I can. Oh, my God. I also learned a new word. They call it a todger.
Oh, yeah. That is the slang word in Britain. That's like British slang word.
Okay, so picture this picture.
A todger.
Okay. He is on a treadmill, but he's like standing to the side. He's in front of like mirrors with blinds, but they're so he's like backlit. So it's really just the outline of him that you see. And he's wearing bike shorts that come down almost to his knee. And there is that it is on the right side, almost peeking out of the bike shed.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it is.
Oh my gosh!
It's a blessing and a curse, I would imagine.
Bless
so
his heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there you go. That's your side of the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without having been blessed with such a large. That you break your arm and shoulder, you're doing okay.
And he's been doing lots of interviews about this.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, I know. Poor guy. That's your setting the bar story. We'll tweet out the story so you can see for yourself at Ben and Kelly Show. Research purposes only,
of course. Research purposes.
2970 JX. And sticking with the theme that we have...
Really?
Started, I think. We have two new inhabitants at the Louisville Zoo. And the reason I have it in this realm is because it is basically a mating mission.
Oh.
Between Chuckles and Mayala.
Mayala. All yeah. right. So yeah. they've got
Chuckles
they've got
and
a
Mayala.
Mission.
Yeah, they're new to the Louisville Zoo. They were delivered via UPS plane yesterday. They're koalas. They got delivered there. They're going to be taking up residence there at Glacier Run alongside a few other Australian-like species like the wallaby, the emu, and all that.
And they're hoping that they're going to reproduce some joeys.
Is that
That's what they call them.
Is it joeys?
Well, that's what it says here.
Joeys is kangaroos, I know, right?
I know, yes.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's right.
Maybe that's also in the koala world. They're also called joeys.
Crikey.
Right?
I know. Hmm. Well, I hope that we can... Listen, if you're headed to the Louisville Zoo and you see them start to get, you know, cozy up to each other...
Do a little snuggling.
Give them a little privacy. Okay. Because this is the whole purpose. Like, we don't want to embarrass them.
Just look away.
Just say, hey.
If you see certain things start to take to the next level. Let's maybe cover the kids' eyes. Back later.
Or use
go
it
to
as
another
a,
display.
Or use it as an opportunity to educate. I'm like, look. See the lipstick out? That.
Don't talk about lipstick.
I literally had to have this conversation with someone yesterday about my dog. Because my dog is a boy dog. And sometimes his lipstick comes out. And sometimes that can be embarrassing.
Why do you have to call it that, though? Why do you have to... Wait a second. How many... Oh, 127,000 views. They're up in a tree.
Yeah. Oh, are you looking at koala mating?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't
For
think they make...
For research purposes.
Right. I don't think they make an actual noise, do they?
Well, I don't know. There are plenty... Oh, BBC Earth has 874,000 views 16 okay. years ago.
All right. So, anyways, congrats.
If you want to go on a journey of learning. There's plenty of videos.
The Louisville Zoo on their two new koalas.
Just so you'll know what to recognize if you happen to see it going down at the Louisville Zoo.
Right. Yes. Right. It's 99.7 TJX.
And this is why we're not spokespeople for the Louisville Zoo.
That's right. That's the only reason. The weekend, 99.7 JX. Congrats to Karen Keeling. She is headed to Miami to see The Weeknd this weekend. Remember, Weeknd here, Weeknd there. She's also
Remember we did that.
Yeah, she's also picking up some Kentucky Kingdom tickets. So that's pretty cool there. So congrats, Karen. Have a great time in Miami. Enjoy yourself. On 99.7 JX, are you still in the animal kingdom looking up?
Sorry, I am. Yes, I came across a video.
Of koala mating?
Yes, at the zoo. It happens in a tree.
Oh, okay.
She didn't look like she agreed. Oh. I'll say that. Looks a little aggressive. Yeah. They did have a couple of zoo workers like waiting to, because they're like dangling off a branch.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is kind of athletic.
Sure.
When you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's kind of like waiting to catch.
Mm.
And then he's kind of like, I'm not done. And then she's all like, yes, I am. Yes, you are. Get away from me. And then they kind of pull him apart. So, yeah. Oh, wow. Well, looks like he got the job done.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know. But, yeah. It's not. It looks a little violent. I'll be honest. Like, I don't think she signed up for it. Right.
Not as tender
as
you thought?
Yeah. No, it's more kind of like, I'm going to catch you.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, you know what? Consent is still a thing, even in the animal kingdom, so...
Oh, apparently not. They're just like, listen, we have an end game here. We need more koalas. So we're going to need for you to be a better participant.
You're
lady.
On a time schedule.
Exactly. All if you could just be a little bit more agreeable, that would be helpful.
Hey, if you missed anything from the show, you've got a lot to catch up on. Podcast, WDJX.com. Obviously, the big news last night, the internet broke when Taylor and Travis got on Jason's New Heights podcast.
Jason and Travis.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have covered it extensively.
Yeah, right.
You can go watch it at WDJX.com. Mm-hmm.
Yep, you can get all that. Plus, there was, I don't think, a great outcome for Erin, our listener, and the situation that she was trying to avoid with her boyfriend.
She thought that there was no coming back from this visit with her parents.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's correct.
Yeah, she might be right.
Maybe it's something that we fight for if we've been together for a couple of years, but it's been a couple of months.
Yeah.
Not a great way to make a good impression on mom and dad.
Right.
When you show up super drunk, you've Ubered there and you try to kiss mom. Yeah. It's really not great. Really, really is difficult to come back from that.
Yeah. So, you can catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. All right. What else?
I think that's it.
All right.
Have a great day, friends.
Yeah, Ryan out with us. Has another opportunity for you to go to Nashville, Tate, me to Nashville. That's on the way. And he is up next on 99.7 DJX. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.